From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Earnings season's underway. We've had the US. How did that go, by the way, in general?
Yeah, in general, good. So we've just come out of that, pretty much done and dusted. Overall results exceeded revenue expectations and earning expectations. The thing is, Mike, I should point out there's a lot of good news that's built into current market pricing, say in the US or and in New Zealand. So the results, the numbers, they do need to support that optimism. So yeah, locally we're rolling into our earnings season now, gathers momentum over the next couple of weeks. Thing is, Mike, New Zealand market needs a bit of a boost. So far in February, the local market is underperforming other share markets that we keep an eye on. And I wouldn't mention this if it was sort of 1 or 2%, but it's quite a bit more than that. The Aussie market so far this month, in New Zealand dollar terms, up 4%. The S&P 500 up just over 5%. The New Zealand market is down 4%. So quite a significant underperformance at this stage. I mean, I do acknowledge if you broaden the lens out, though, and put a longer time frame on it, New Zealand market did pretty well in 2020. So I don't want to get too caught up in short-term market movements. But you do need to keep just a little bit of an eye on it. This week, we kicked off domestically yesterday with Contact Energy, Mike. We'll cover that off shortly. A lot going on there. Then the Aussie companies come into play. So tomorrow, we've got BHP Billiton. They've got lots of New Zealand shareholders. Wednesday, Fletcher Buildings will be the spotlight. That share price is lifted from under $4 last year, $6.44 at the moment. So we'll see what's behind that lift. Thursday, lots on Thursday. Keep an eye on Auckland Airport and Sky City. Throw in, we'll undoubtedly see more of the sizzle in the housing markets in the REINZ numbers. I think they're out this morning. Then migration numbers, well, they will be low, one would expect. And global dairy trade auction, which has been going very well lately. So plenty to keep us occupied in lockdown, Mike.
Yeah, very exciting. Talk to us about Contact, because they made some interesting announcements yesterday.
Yeah, they did. A lot going on here. So this is the local listed generation energy retailer, one of the bigger companies on the NZX, $5 billion market capitalisation. Share price ran very hard in early January, and it's been in quite a steep decline since then. So it was $8 mid-December, $10.75 in early January, now back at $7.20. Bear in mind, though, it's $7.20, still a lot higher than where it spent most of 2020. There's a lot going on. A couple of key issues. Look, this sector now has certainty over what's happening with TY, the aluminium smelter. So that's an important part of demand side of the energy ecosystem in New Zealand that allows the generation companies to plan with more certainties. We wrap that up with the planned decarbonisation of Contact's generation assets. They've got a few, I suppose, dirty assets. Now, reducing the carbon output of the power they generate, that comes through in two themes. They've got a strategic review of a number of their generation assets, so the thermal power station, that's gas and diesel power. They're also committing to pushing ahead with a $580 million, 152 megawatt geothermal plant at Tauhara. That's just north of Taupo, I think. That's going to get started very quickly, I think. Should be completed in early 2023, extending the generation of the existing plant in Wairaki. They've also got some other investment options they're looking at as well. This all costs money. So, Mike, the share prices are trading hot because they're raising $400 million. $325 to instos, $75 million to retail. Shareholders want a piece of the action. That's at $7. So positive announcement yesterday. Kind of got lost in everything else in line with analyst expectations. Just one quick point, Mike, and I think people don't realize this. Geothermal power stations do release carbon, but they release a lot less carbon than thermal power stations.
All right. We'll talk to the boss of Contact in a couple of moments.
Yep.
What are the numbers?
The US aren't trading because it's President's Day, so they're having a holiday. So the numbers here from Friday night, 31458 on the Dow, 3934 on the S&P 500, and 14,095 on the NASDAQ. The FTSE 100, though, gained 2.5%, 6756, so storming there. The Nikkei also up strongly, up 1.91%, 30,084. Shanghai Composite up 1.4%, 3655. The ASX 200 gained 62 yesterday, 0.91%, 6868. We weren't having any of that optimism yesterday, though, Mike. We were down 79 points, 0.63%, 12,510 was the close. On the currencies, Overnight on the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar, 0.7236 against the US, 0.9291 Aussie, 0.5962 Euro, 0.5199 pounds, 76.23 Japanese yen, gold $1,820.44, and Brent crude still as strong as an ox, $63.27.
Enjoy your Tuesday. See you tomorrow at jmiwealth.co.nz.